going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Recruiter. Great recruiter. And we're going to talk about it right now with Connor Hines, who joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Connor Hines, CBS Atlanta, was at Mykel Williams' house yesterday for the draft. Connor, good morning to you. How pumped up was Mykel from going from the red and black to the red and gold now?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, you guys. Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, just to see the smile on his face when he gets that call from John Lynch, this is a guy who's truly excited to play for the San Francisco 49ers, as he would be for any team. But when it comes to where Mykel fits in for San Francisco, I mean, we knew this would be a quick night for him, but 11th overall, I think that was just the nice surprise of the night at Mykel's watch party here in Atlanta, you know, to see him off the board before his former UGA teammate in Jalen Walker. That was a little bit of a surprise, but, you know, let's forget the stats and all the talk about the injuries for a minute. This is a 6'5". 265 brick wall who's going to immediately impact that San Fran D line. And just to see the way he lit up when I said, hey, I don't know if you know, there's a guy with the last name Bosa out there, and he just lit up. He's thrilled to be playing with Nick Bosa. This is going to be a great fit out there, you guys.
So who is this kid? Like, as a person, when I saw Nick Saban on the draft last night, and he's like, hey, this guy's a leader. And like, this is Nick Saban. You know, people can hate on him all they want. He's one of the greatest coaches in any sport
especially in Georgia.
That's, you know what I mean?
Continue.
What he says really carries a lot of weight with me. And he's like, this guy was an absolute leader. He's a great kid, started as a freshman. And I'm watching Saban just beam about him. You've been around the kid. You've been around his family. Who is he? What kind of kid is he? And who is his family? Like, let us know here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, he really is. He's a soft-spoken guy for sure. But when you play at the University of Georgia, you guys, you have no other choice but to be that leader, but to be that way, because that's just what, much like Nick Saban, that's the kind of guy that Kirby Smart brings in. And, you know, he's personality plus. You know, he couldn't wipe the smile off his face last night. You know, this is a guy who has kind of been built and shaped by his college experience, as all college football players are, but with the injuries. I mean, he you know, suffered an ankle sprain in the first game of this final season and played most of the season injured. This is a guy who's kind of been shaped by that adversity, if you will, of having to play his entire final season at UGA far from 100%. So that's where you see maybe the limited numbers on the stat sheet this past season. You know, he did have 14 sacks in 3 years at UGA. But the other thing about playing at UGA, guys, is that these defenders at Georgia don't always come out of Athens lighting it up because of the type of defense they're asked to play. I mean, as Kirby Smart says, you got to be willing to eat off the floor, right? That is the kind of guy that Mykael Williams is. He's willing to do whatever on the field for his team. And, you know, in addition to what he does on the field, he's a great culture fit as well.
Talking to Connor Hines, CBS Atlanta, and you just use that Kirby Smart. You gotta eat off the floor sometimes.
Willing to eat off the floor.
Yeah, Shasky just loved that. His eyes beamed
coachisms.
Up. And he's a coach. Shasky's coach. Coaches Little League. He's gonna start using that to his Little League too. Get out there and eat off the floor. You talk about the strengths and weaknesses when it comes to Mykael Williams, Connor. What would you say the biggest strength is in his game and the biggest weakness potentially in his game translating to the next level?
I mean, strength, you got to just talk about his sheer size. I mean, this guy's built like a brick wall, like I said already, 6'5", 265. He can play multiple positions on the defensive line and was asked to do that at UGA. That's got to be strength number one. He's versatile. Weakness, a lot of talk, a lot of criticism about what he did or didn't do in the combine setting. He didn't participate in the combine, but at UGA Pro Day, you know, not the 40-yard dash that he probably wanted to run. Did the ankle injury have something to do with that? Sure. But I think what San Francisco is so excited about is the potential there, right? I mean, the bones are there. Now it's about how you build around it. So I think, understandably so, some reservations about, you know, the stats that he did or didn't put up this past season, the numbers that he did or didn't put up at UGA Pro Day. But I think, you know, John Lynch obviously sees the future there as well.
You keep referencing the ankle injury. Specifically, what you said, sprained ankle, but were there, I mean, obviously there's ligament damage and when that happens, but were there any other injuries specifically that he has been dealing with over the last couple of years or anything that should just be a cause of concern for Niner fans or the Niners themselves?
I think what Mykael told us all last night is that he's 100% healthy now. I don't think there are any other causes for concern. A lot of focus was on that grade 2 ankle sprain this year. He did have to miss 2 games this final season at UGA. But I think I saw a quote somewhere from John Lynch saying, hey, it was only 2 games that he had to miss. Those high ankle sprains are no joke. And, you know, what Mykael told us at Pro Day and again reiterated to me last night was that this is something that NFL GMs and execs really liked, the fact that I was able to play the way I played when I wasn't at 100%. But beyond that, guys, I don't think there should be any other issues. A lot of talk about the ankle, mainly because it happened in that first game of the season against Clemson, and Mykael figured to be such a focal point of the defense this year. No, this was not a typical UGA junkyard defense, as we like to call it down here, that really just lit it up all season. But Mykael has been a part of those defenses in the past as well. Of course, he's a national champion. They won out there on the West Coast back in 2022. Yeah. So nothing really beyond the ankle.
Explain to me, like, we're Niner fans here, and everybody's so down and out because of the bad year that the Niners had. But when you take a step back and you go around the country, I'm always interested to see how people react to the San Francisco 49ers and where their brand is right now. Mm. You know, the Patriots 5, 6, 7 years ago were viewed a certain way. You ask people about them today, and it's not necessarily the same perception. The Chiefs get that benefit of the doubt. Everyone gets to play with Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Patrick Mahomes. When they found out it was the 49ers, okay? How did the room react?
I think the room reaction would have been the same regardless, to be honest with you. I mean, he's excited to be playing in the National Football League. And I think everyone, like I said, was a little surprised that the pick came as early as it did for Mikel. But look, man, I mean, what is there not to love about playing for that kind of front office? And I think there's a lot of excitement with Robert Saleh, you know, back out there again. And Mikel's aware of that. And it's funny, I asked him, me being a SoCal guy myself, I asked him, hey, Mikel, what does the Georgia boy know about going out to the West Coast? And apparently he goes out there a lot, you guys. Apparently he's pretty familiar with the Bay Area.
Really?
He's going to fit right at home off the field as well. So I think he's over the moon to be playing for that organization. You know, he specifically referenced his conversations with John Lynch leading up to draft night as well. So I don't think there's a lot not to love if you're Mikel, that's for sure.
Hey, Connor, we really appreciate the time, man. Good stuff talking about Mikel Williams, and we'll do it again next time. Thanks, man.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
That's Connor Hines, CBS Atlanta, who was at Mikel Williams' house last night for the draft, talking about the person, talking about the leadership.